The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And it's Friday, 7:01 a.m. Central Time, where we are on the Power Hour. Welcome back to this Friday edition, where we have a 10% off site-wide sale at the Power Mall with free shipping with orders $250 and up. We have the detox clay powder, the oxy powder, the vitamin B12, and quercetin back in stock, especially important if you suffer from spring allergies. The OptiVita vitamin D is now in stock. This is a new improved formula offering 4,000 IU plant-based D3, contains magnesium and probiotics for optimal absorption. We also have 6 bottles of acid reflux by Global Healing Center. They're on closeout. They're 20% off. And let's see what else is going on here. Rick Satellite, we have a system to give away. If you want to win it, send us a snail mail letter to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Include your name, address, and phone number so we can contact you. If Rick Kaler likes your letter over at ricksatelliteusa.com, you may be the winner. It's going to be free. You set it up and there's no subscription. It's kind of a neat deal. For those of you, by the way, calling up and making donations, you get a free tube of Vitamir toothpaste when you donate $25 or more. And of course, this keeps us on the air and keeps the momentum going for 2024. We're in mission critical this year, as you well know. And you can watch our replays each day on Rumble by clicking the videos tab on thepowerhour.com. And let's see, first 10 is the code you use. First, the number 10 at checkout if you're first-time Power Mall orderer, first-time customer. Yeah. And we have the partners tab. Make sure you call or let us know if you do purchase anything off of our partners tab on the website. And if you don't have a catalog because you don't have internet, well, you can just call 877-817-9829 and ask for a catalog. We'll send you one. If you live close to a cellular tower, one of those pesky cell phone towers that they put up during the COVID pandemic, all of a sudden they sprung up everywhere. You can go to thepowerhour.com, click on the partners tab where you can download your free guide to electrosensitivity and get access to the 2024 EMF Hazard Summit, which is free. It's presented from April 11th through the 14th. We talked about that on the show last week. The guide includes the top 10 symptoms you might get when overexposed to cell phones, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth, and all that other EMF junk. We're going to try to reach out to Brent Hamacek later in the show, talking about a new book, Dissidently Speaking, Change the Words, Change the War. Well, they've been doing that forever, haven't they? I think it's called CRT. Moving into world news here, 3 minutes after the hour, China has introduced guidelines to phase out U.S. microprocessors from Intel and AM from government personal computers and servers, according to the Financial Times. The procurement guidance also seeks to sideline Microsoft's Windows operating system and foreign-made database software in favor of domestic options, according to the report. Government agencies said the township level had been told to include criteria requiring safe and reliable processors and operating systems when making purchases. Well, sounds like protectionism to me. Why aren't we doing that? 4 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here on this Friday, I'm going to move on to something that is, it's going to affect everybody. The more immigrants we have coming into the country, the worse things are going to get, because these immigrants, as you know, are going to befall same situation we all are. We are right now in the middle of a financial crisis. We have a government that spends money like drunken sailors in a strip club, albeit not the ones that are alleged in that Phoenix lawsuit, $181,000 on your credit card. How do you charge $181,000 on a credit card unless you're really, really credit rich? I mean, how's that work? You got to be a millionaire to have a credit card line like that. I don't know. But here's the thing. George Allen Kelly, all right? This guy is in his 70s. He is sick and tired of illegals coming across his property. He is armed. He's allegedly, and I say allegedly, making lunch when he notices out his window illegal immigrants crossing his property. So he gets out his rifle. So he said, and he starts firing. Now, of course, after he got done ripping rounds, Gabriel Quinn Buitamea was found dead on his property. Just to give you a little backstory. So what does Mr. Kelly do? Being the good citizen that he is, he calls the sheriff of a primarily Democratic state of Arizona, Santa Cruz County. And he says, I just shot somebody. Okay. Do you remember me telling you on this show 92% of all convictions come out of the mouth of the accused? We're now probably asking ourselves, gee, if we were in that situation, would we have just let the guy laid out there and rot and not called the cops or said anything? Would we have purchased a dozen hogs and let them have their way after we chipper shredded them? I mean, what would we do? I know it sounds really bleak. But George Allen Kelly thought he was doing the right thing, and he calls the authorities, who then arrest him. So now we're going to trial. It goes downhill from here. You probably have Democrat prosecutors, right? They're not Democratic by any means. No, they got a bone to pick here. They got an agenda. They're going to get justice for an illegal immigrant. So what do? Prosecution puts on a known drug smuggler, Daniel Alberto Ramirez, 43. Says that he saw the victim, Gabriel Quinn Buitamea, shot and killed by what he believes was an AK-47 rifle on Mr. Kelly's property. First off, how did he know it was Mr. Kelly's property, and how did he know it was an AK-47? Well, because I've heard that sound before from all the coyotes. I heard about 10 shots, you know, the same rifle shots I've become familiar with in Honduras during Christmas celebrations at the U.S.-Mexico border. Oh, really? So now all of a sudden, now you're a gun expert. You're an illegal immigrant. You're a gun expert. And then come to find out, Daniel Ramirez lied about bringing drugs across the border. Mr. Ramirez then testified he had no idea there was a legal immigration process before paying criminal Mexican guides known as coyotes $25,000 for 10 illegal entries, two of which failed. In 2014, immigration officials charged him with illegally transporting pot into the country before deporting him a year after his conviction. Mr. Ramirez told a 12-member jury that on the afternoon of the shooting, January 30th of last year, he'd been traveling with a group of 9 illegal immigrants, including the victim, when they encountered a passing Border Patrol vehicle after crossing the border. The group scattered and headed back toward the U.S.-Mexico border wall, located to the south. However, Mr. Ramirez said he and the victim remained together, dumping bottles of water from their backpacks to lighten the load and continued walking. What was their intention? Well, they were going to enter the country illegally to look for jobs as roofers and construction workers in the Phoenix area and pursue the American dream. Eventually, they found their way onto a dirt road along a wire fence line when about 2:30 p.m. they encountered a hail of gunfire from the direction of Mr. Kelly's house. One of the bullets allegedly struck Mr. Quinn Buidamea, 48, in the lower back and exited his chest. Of course, he yelled out, "I'm hit," before collapsing face up in the dirt, dying shortly thereafter. But here's the thing. They admitted, Mr. Ramirez admitted, he entered the country illegally. They entered onto Mr. Kelly's property. See, in Texas, that fence line, according to the constable in suburban Houston, that's your property. And if they're coming on there to do anything, you don't know what they're doing. He said they're headed to Phoenix to get jobs. We don't know that. Mr. Ramirez testified he jumped over the victim's body in a state of panic and hid in a dry riverbed for about 15 minutes. And when he felt it was safe, he began walking back to the border across the desert. At one point, he turned around, allegedly saw someone with gray hair standing over the victim's body. Yep, George Allen Kelly has gray hair. And he was staring at him from a distance of about two soccer fields in length. And he couldn't identify Mr. Kelly as a shooter. Obviously, there may not even be. He didn't say Mr. Kelly had a gun on him or with him at the time. A search of Mr. Kelly's property using metal detectors and a police canine failed to locate a bullet that matched the weapon Mr. Kelly allegedly used to shoot and kill Mr. Quinn Buidamea. The victim was found fatally shot 115 yards from Mr. Kelly's house. And what did Mr. Kelly do? He called the cops. Okay. Play that out in your mind. Now, he's rejected a plea deal in January after, you know, rule number one, shut up. Rule number two, shut up. Unless you got a lawyer there, shut up. I'm talking legal here. Why would he sit there and call the cops and go, "I just shot somebody"? Why would you do that? Why would you just admit to killing someone? You're facing a minimum of 10 years and a maximum of 22 years in prison. And you call the cops. And then you sit there and talk to them. And of course, Ramirez admits the alleged coyote's name was El Cholo. Oh, my. Beyond that, he knew nothing of El Cholo or his background. He paid this man in $20 bills, which El Cholo put in his pants pocket. The witness then testified he thought the only way to gain entry in the U.S. was illegally. He told authorities he never carried drugs across the border. This is the witness now, Mr. Ramirez. You lied to investigators, according to Kelly's attorney. Well, it wasn't a lie. When the detective asked me if I carried drugs at the time of the shooting, I said no. But that's not what the detective asked you, correct? No, but I figured that's what he was asking. You see? And not only that, but he gave investigators a false name, so the guy's a liar. And they put him on the stand anyway. See what I mean? And then the defense attorney said, "You have problems with your memory?" And Mr. Ramirez goes, "Yeah." He qualified that statement saying he was nervous about giving testimony. Well, I would be too. It's all circumstantial. And, of course, Mr. Kelly's red-colored horse became a point of focus during Mr. Ramirez's testimony. It was the horse bucking and jumping in front of the witness that he believed saved his life. He says, "I just thank God for the horse saving me. If it hadn't been for that horse, I wouldn't be here telling the story." He said at one point he believed the horse had been shot and killed during the gunfire. Mr. Ramirez also testified it was the victim's family that first contacted him after he returned to Mexico. And then, of course, U.S. investigators interviewed him at a hotel in Mexico days later after a man named Juan Carlos Ramirez located him by recuperating by word of mouth. They started looking for me because people started talking that I was with the victim, had been shot at. Yeah. So the trial is estimated to conclude on the satanic holiday of April 19th. A fundraiser at Spot Fund Kelly.com has garnered $32,000 toward a goal of $1 million to cover Mr. Kelly's litigation costs. Why is that? Because GoFundMe shut down the funding pages on its platform for Mr. Kelly's legal defense. Why? Because GoFundMe is woke. Oh, we can't have that. Mr. Kelly's got to get convicted, so let's just shut down his fund. Whatever happened to Give, Send, Go? Come on, folks. If you're going to start a fund, go to a Christian website that's going to not X you out like GoFundMe did to the Canadian truckers. I'm telling you, they are on the side of government. They're on the side of authoritarianism, and I would not trust them with $1. I don't care what the cause is. If it's not on Give, Send, Go, forget it. But apparently there's a new fundraiser, spotfund.com. So here is Mr. Quien Budimea in a picture being presented by the defense, wearing tan pants and a jacket, a hooded sweatshirt, a fanny pack, binoculars, sunglasses, and a two-way handheld radio. Wow! Boy, it looks like he's ready for surveillance, doesn't it? Boy, they came across the border all equipped. They were going to sneak into Phoenix illegally. See, they're the gotaways. The gotaways. You follow? I hope you are. On the day authorities found his body, it was lying face down in the dirt. Mr. Ramirez said it was face up. Did Mr. Kelly turn the body over? What happened? See, we don't know that yet. Mr. Kelly told investigators he fired warning shots into the air from an AK-47 and wasn't shooting at anyone. They recovered 9 shell casings from his patio and 8 more shell casings used an AK-47. So that was like, what? Do the math. 17 rounds? Investigators didn't locate a body in Mr. Kelly's property, but the court was told later he found the deceased, Mr. Quien Budimea, lying face down. He told authorities that he fired the shots after he saw a group of armed men from his kitchen window while fixing lunch. They were all carrying camouflage backpacks while crossing his property near Keno Springs, about 1.5 miles north of the border. He told investigators. Where was its attorney at the time? Remember, 92% of all convictions come out of the mouth of the accused. You feel sorry for Mr. Kelly yet? That's a big problem. Now you have to start asking yourself, what if you were George Allen Kelly? What would you do? Yeah? Shut up. I didn't say it like the gay guy. Oh, shut up. I didn't say it like that. No, I said shut up, meaning you don't tell anybody anything because you are basically pointing a finger at yourself. Why would you do that? Why would you sit there and admit to anything if you're trying to defend yourself and your property? I'm talking about what happens if all hell breaks loose, the electric grid goes down, and you are faced with having to defend yourself. Now there's no cops you can call because your cell phone doesn't work because of EMP. Think about it now. What would you do? Would you let him come kick in your door? Take everything you got? Remember, this guy had a radio, a backpack, and all this is cell phones. I mean, look at all the stuff they had. They were sneaking into the country. They were the gotaway. Border Patrol didn't nab them. So what do? You sit there and you fire warning shots in the air? You sure you did that? Why would you admit to stuff like that? Why would you call the cops and sit there without an attorney and admit it you fired? Oh, why wouldn't you police your brass? Oh, that would be tampering with evidence. Really? Who would know if he was a gotaway and he was on your property? Who would know? One guy runs back there. One guy, Ramirez, who now apparently can't be believed. And here they're using circumstantial evidence plus the words out of Mr. Kelly's own mouth. Kelly told authorities he fired the shots. Hello? You see, here's where the problem lies. What if that was you? Now you're going to have to pay for an attorney. The guy didn't have concealed carry insurance. I mean, and see, the thing is that would that insurance even cover you because of the fact that Mr. Kelly was the victim of an invasion? These are gotaways that admitted they came into the country illegally. Oh, no, the whole of America is in denial. It's just that, you know, keep the southern border open, for crying out loud. We got the Fifth Circuit saying, yeah, yeah, Texas doesn't have the right to enforce SB4. So, you know, why do we have to worry about it? See, that's a big problem. Now, George Allen Kelly is facing up to 22 years in the slammer. Almost kind of what Sam Bankman-Fried got for ripping off people for $8 billion in the crypto markets. He only got 25 years. Got sentenced yesterday, for those of you who hadn't heard. But here we have George Allen Kelly, who called the cops and told him he shot somebody. Now, if he hadn't called the cops and Ramirez went home back to Mexico, even if he was talking, he would have to identify where he went. But you see, when Mr. Kelly called authorities and said, I just shot somebody. Hello? It was a gotaway. Hello? And then you just, you know, the police show up. What do? You open your mouth and start talking. See what I mean about two words? Shut up. What is the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution? Did we suddenly forget that? You have the right not to incriminate yourself. That's in every aspect of your life. Fourth Amendment, you are entitled to protection of your persons and papers and your personal being. Oh, it just went out the window. Soon as you let the cops on your property, guess what happens? It all goes out the window. All that does, man. Now, all of a sudden, the Article I administrative state kicks in. And you are faced with some very tough decision-making. Why did you pick up the phone and call 911? Would anybody have ever known? Could have just rented a backhoe and buried the guy for all we know. I mean, come on. The guy was a gotaway. He was in the country illegally. Let's start thinking outside the box here, folks. And now they put him on the stand, this illegal immigrant that was there at the time. He did not see George Allen Kelly pull the trigger. That's circumstantial evidence. I just saw. The guy said, I'm hit and fell over dead. And see, the mistake was, you know, he went back there to look. You know, he had to jump over the body. I mean, a lot of this stuff is not making sense. He went and hid in a ravine. Then he went back to look at the body. No, he says, I went and hid in a ravine, and then I walked back to the border. How did he know where he was at? Did he have a compass? Didn't say that. Did he have a map? Didn't say that. So, you know, it's crazy. The whole thing is crazy. Eric in Missouri, you have a comment on that?
Well, yeah, I was just wondering what should he have done lawfully. I mean, you're talking about other ways of dealing with it, which is probably, you know, the way we have to do it now. But what was the lawful way for him to do it without incriminating himself? Should he? Was he required to call the sheriff?
Well, see, that's the whole idea. It's like people have a phone, right? You have a cell phone. You have some sort of phone. It sounds like you have a cell phone. And yes. when the phone rings, what do you do?
You see who it is before you answer it.
Aha! Yeah, you see who it is because now we have caller ID. See, the age of technology. But most of the time, let's say you have a landline and the phone rings. What do you do? There's no caller ID on your landline. What do you do?
Yeah, there is caller ID on landline.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, if you have a digital phone, yeah. But, I mean, if you have the old landline, like a lot of our listeners do because they don't like all that digital, they answer it.
Right,
because
right.
Why? Because I paid for the freaking phone and I don't know why I picked it up. I had to answer the phone because I paid for it every month. But if you have a valid point, Eric, if you have caller ID and you don't know who it is, you're not going to answer it. You're going to let it go to voicemail. But the thing is that if you know, I mean, first off, you don't know that you're round actually hit the person because you couldn't really see that far, or could you? I mean, the guy is in his 70s. You think his eyesight's that good? See, here's a bigger problem. There's a whole set of circumstances we don't know about. But if you look at the Constitution, what obligation do you have to pick up the phone and call the cops. What obligation, according to the United States of America's Constitution and the Bill of Rights that guarantees you to life, liberty, and property, mandates that you pick up the phone and call the cops? Is there a law that says you have to do that? Eric, I'm throwing it out there.
There is. Maybe the statute law there is. Maybe common law isn't, but I don't know. Eventually you're going to see buzzards flying over.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things that we, you know, this is a testy situation I'm talking about here on the show. I appreciate your call, Eric. Thanks. You know, you got to look at it this way. The thing is it's an obligation. We the people, you know, one man's liberty begins where another's ends. You know, we got John Locke, Jeremy Bentham, Jean-Jacques Rousseau. We have all these people that our founding fathers based the Constitution on when they drafted it. You're entitled to life, liberty, and property. Didn't say anything about education. But the fact is, you know, when somebody's trying to deprive you or you feel threatened, then what? And then why do you have an obligation if you know it's a gotaway dressed in camo and he's on your property? You would have to automatically assume that he was not encountered by Border Patrol. Because apparently the nine of them that crossed the property onto Kelly's property avoided detection. Huh, well. And police failed to locate a bullet that matched the weapon, so it was a through and through. Why would you want to incriminate yourself, for crying out loud? Jeff in North Carolina, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, sir. Always great to listen to you, Dave. I appreciate everything. Hey, I wanted to definitely tell you about this. You're talking about this guy that, you know, just shot this person, this illegal. About a year and a half ago, you know, we live out here in the very country part of Western Carolina, and we were living in an open house that didn't have a fence in area. Now, we have since moved, but we had a big open front yard on this corner, and there's always people walking back and forth, and I had a couple flags flying. One of them was an American flag, and one of them was a Marine flag, and I kept them. I always keep them, and they're out in front of the house, and this one day, while I'm sitting there, it's in the afternoon, probably about 3, something like that. I think it was like on a Saturday or Sunday. And I saw this guy walking across the yard, and I couldn't really tell. I think he's a Hispanic looking guy. I couldn't really tell, but I think so. But anyway, he's walking right across the yard. So I yelled out the window. I said, "Hey man, get the out of my yard." So he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry," and you know, gets out of the yard. And then, Dave, a couple days later, one of the windows on our cars busted out.
Oops. Well, we're at the music break, obviously. Jeff, if you want to stay on the phone till after the break, we can continue this conversation. But you see, folks, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. We'll be back after these important messages. Stay with us.
That does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 33 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. And before we went to break, we were talking to Jeff in North Carolina, who's a disabled vet. And Jeff, you were telling us that you found a broken window out of your car sometime after this guy apologized profusely and left your property. Now, what he was doing on your property, we don't know. What the intent was, we don't know. You know, considering the mental state of what's, you know, happening in America right now, we have another story about a camouflaged man. You know, there's someone at her back door with a rifle, and he seemingly fired an unloaded gun at a North Carolina couple while intruding on their back porch, according to surveillance video in McDowell County. Don't know if you know where that is. The couple shared surveillance footage with local news outlets and authorities after a man identified as Tyler Messer stood on their back porch wielding a rifle. Yeah, looking in their window. Then they ran and hid in their home while the authorities showed up. Here again, they called the cops because here's some guy that's on their porch dressed in camo gear on their surveillance video. And, of course, the guy turns out to be somebody that is alleged got a mental problem.
Wow.
And, yeah, and so, you know, he it didn't go off when he pulled the trigger. He said at that point they'd shot a partner and be turning it towards me, according to the homeowner. He didn't load his weapon.
Wow.
Apparently the guy had a mental problem, but the thing is the couple did not know. You know, the McDowell County Sheriff's reported the suspect was charged with assault by pointing a gun, first-degree trespassing, and stalking. Charges came with a bail of $200,000, and 2 days later, 29-year-old Tyler Messer had his charges upgraded to include attempted murder. Now, see,
oh my goodness.
If they hadn't called the cops, what would have happened? See, and this is an illegal immigrant. See, this is a totally different thing going on here. Now, back to your story, what would you have done if the guy was armed and came on your property? And obviously he would be making tracks to your front door if he was armed, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, if the guys aren't, well, considering I got a wife I'm taking care of and helping take care of a little girl and my wife's daughter. I mean, I'd be cutting it loose, man. I mean, I already have enough trust issues as it is being homeless.
I get
for
that.
Over a year.
I get that, Jeff.
You know
why I know about trust issues? Because you served. See, you're just like me. I served, you served. That's why we have trust issues, because it's one of these things about, okay, you take things at face value, but it's the intent that matters to the courts, and it's the intent that matters to the law. So if the thing is, if you know, you're in a neighborhood, obviously it's different from being out in the country like George Allen Kelly is, and you don't know who you're shooting at, or you think you're shooting at somebody or firing warning shots. But, you know, if you turn around and tell the cops, you know, I did it here, put me in handcuffs and throw me in this cell for the rest of my life, because, I mean, if he gets 22 years, the man's going to die in prison.
Right.
You know, so the circumstances, you know, it warrants whatever. I mean, you have to stop and consider what the Constitution allows you to do and doesn't allow you to do, and why you would call the cops versus why you wouldn't call the cops. We're conflicted, aren't we? We're conflicted, aren't we?
Well, we're very conflicted because, you know, when it comes to a point and you feel you're in danger or you feel threatened or your family feels threatened, you tend to not really think too rationally. It's more like a reaction. Like the serious things that have happened to me in my life, it's been like I've had to really... It's been more of a reaction thing. When you feel like you're in danger or your loved one is in danger, you don't, you know, what are you supposed to do? Just sit there and think logically and, well, I need a minute to think about what I'm going to do here. You know, you have to make a quick decision on the best thing to do. And naturally, you're going to be in a protection mode where you're going to be protecting you or your loved one. So the whole thing about this, Dave, is, you know, society right now is so off the chain, freaking crazy. And these people out here are so crazy, some of them, that you don't know what to expect from day to day. But let me say this real quick, and I'll get off here, Dave. You know, here's the thing. We live right down the road from this big Tyson distribution center who's hiring all these illegal immigrants, supposedly. Mm. You know, and I'm just wondering. I go out here every day, you know, in society, and I'm keeping my eyes open to the kind of stuff. But, yeah, we live just like 5 minutes from a big, huge Tyson factory. So,
okay.
I'm telling you what, Dave. This country is in bad shape, and I try to stay in prayer every day. And I just want to thank you, man, for what you're doing and putting this news and stuff out. And I'm getting off here, Dave. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you. See, here's the thing, folks. George Allen Kelly could have taken his AK-47 without firing a shot. He could have walked out onto his property, walked up to the people with a loaded gun and said, get off my property, turn around and go right back to where you came from. Without firing a shot. Could he have done that? Sure, he could have. Is it the first time that he had been confronting illegals crossing his property? We don't know yet. Might have been. He might have had multiple confrontations with people crossing his property. He just got sick and tired of it. Then, of course, because of the way he reacted, like Jeff just said, whose fault is that? We have been brainwashed into hating each other. Don't you understand what's going on here? This is crazy stuff. This is why, you know, we had Dr. Carol Lieberman on the horn yesterday, because this is what happens when they lock you down and brainwash you into hating yourself and everybody else around you. I mean, this is just nuts, isn't it? Look what America's become. Dave in New York, you're on. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. I want to end with talking about a little girl in Gaza, but I want to start with General Flynn. And I don't know where'd they come up with this black swan event stuff. I mean, he's been using that term. It's too hocus pocusy for me. But what do they really mean by black swan?
Black swan event, Dave, is supposed to be something that's going to change the course of humanity. And Catherine Herridge from CBS News even mentioned it before CBS News candor. Now, you know, whether or not that has something to do with the up and coming events of like what happened with the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, because General Flynn was now calling that a black swan event, you know, and now Biden wants taxpayers to pay for this when there's insurance proceeds and all sorts of other ways to get money to fix that bridge. Now, Biden says, oh, yeah, we're going to pay for it. Government's going to pay for it. You know, see, you're talking about all of these different things that are befalling America, and everybody's got a label for it. And we got to be careful. Got to be careful what you call it. This black swan event, you could take it and apply to virtually everything. They're calling this the April 8th. I mean, that's the other thing we got to look at, because, you know, you got your eclipse sunglasses yet. You know, they're going to say, well, then, you know, all those things. See, the soothsayers and everybody else who says, oh, I know everything. I know it all. I know what's going to happen on April 8th. Christ is going to come back and we're going to get raptured up. You would not believe here. The stuff I hear, Dave, is just incredible.
On my bill heads, when I was in business at the top of it, near the phone number to call me, it was Matthew 24 all. In other words, read the whole chapter of Matthew 24.
Correct.
And it explains when Christ is coming back. Not multiple times and all. He's coming back. He's going to be the Lion of Judah this time. When he comes back, he's going to be pissed. And I want to be with him.
Yeah,
and,
I get it.
But aside from the self, you know. Anyway, timing is everything, right? And he's already got General Flynn already. It just put in FlynnMovie.com. And he comes out and explains a lot of this stuff. The movie's already made, okay? I mean, before this even happened, movie was already made. I want to get on to the little girl in Gaza or wherever. And, you know, again, I get, you know, and I accept it. But, you know, I've been assigned, you know, to stand up for orphans and widows and handicapped people. So the little girl wakes up. They had her induced in a coma because when the bombs hit, it shredded her leg and they had to cut it off. And she wakes up and they told her that she doesn't have a leg. And she starts crying, you know, give me my leg back. She has no idea. I mean, that's the good news. She has no idea that the rest of her family is dead. I want to pray for this little girl, you know, because okay. God is in control. And you know what I'm saying?
It's like, yep, I do.
When it comes down, we all got problems, right? You know,
yep.
They have something made up for this little girl up in Canada called MAID, Medical Assistance in Dying, you know?
Yep.
You don't want to live anymore, you know?
Here we go.
They'll take you out.
That's right.
You know? So, I mean, that's what they're pushing for. And,
okay.
And I just think of that. Right now, the little girl's alive somewhere, okay?
All right.
And doesn't
we'll
her family's dead yet.
Well, yeah, I know it, Dave. We'll pray for her. I appreciate your call, Dave. I get it. I get it. I get the fact that if you've ever seen Wag the Dog, I get it. They show you a picture of a little girl that wakes up with no leg out of a coma, And the next thing you know, they're throwing shoes over the power line. We weren't there. We don't know. We don't know. You see how pictures and videos and stories change the face and shape of our beliefs? I mean, it's legitimate, Dave. I'm not dismissing this. We do need to pray for her and everybody else that was affected by what's going on over there. I mean, Biden couldn't even hold a fundraiser last night in New York City at Radio City Music Hall with all his libtard friends and Annie Leibovitz out there, you know, from Rolling Stone magazine, taking pictures of everybody hobnobbing with Clinton and Obama and everybody else. And yeah, raised $25 million for Biden's presidential campaign. La-di-da. You got protesters outside, protesters inside. Shame on you, Joe Biden, screaming like crazy. And you probably would believe that they were escorted out as soon as they opened their mouth. But you had, when these guys arrived at Radio City Music Hall for this big event, you know, it's amazing Radio City Music Hall would open their doors to something like this. Wow. I just, you know, I'm beside myself on this. And it's like, whose side are we on? Let's show some pictures and let's change the mindset so we can protest against the government and protest against Israel. And wow, you see how much confusion the masses have succumbed to in the United States of America because of something that's going on overseas? Obviously, we have to admit to ourselves, from the looks of things, we have mass genocide going on. Okay, what are we going to do about it? Oh, I'm going to hate myself over this whole thing. I just hate it. I hate what's going on. And anybody that protests opposite of what I think, I hate them too. I hate those people that got the jab. They're contaminating me. They're shedding on me. The FDA said so. See what I mean? They got everybody to hate themselves and hate each other. Oh, wow. When you have, it's called divide and conquer, folks. That's what it is. It's divide and conquer. And they show you pictures of stuff like this because your heart will bleed and they know it. They know it. They know when they show stuff like this that it's going to tear at your heartstrings. They know it. That's why they showed it to you. I feel sorry for the little girl. You know, I mean, you look at anything at face value. I'm not dismissing you, Dave. I'm not. You look at anything at face value, and then you have to step back and look, step back and look and see what it is they're trying to tell you, where you saw it, why they put that up there. It's a sad state of affairs we have in America here. America's turning on itself. You got people ratting each other out. I mean, it's one thing if they're at your door and you live in a neighborhood like Jeff that people can just walk across your front yard and do whatever. But if your yard's fenced in and you got no trespassing signs up, that date basically tells anybody, including law enforcement, you stay out. You don't have to put signs up that say, don't beware of dog, beware of owner, and there's a picture of a gun. You don't have to put signs up like that. You draw attention to yourself. You put a target, paint a target on your back. The whole idea of no trespassing is one thing. The idea of fencing your property is one thing. But the idea of ratting yourself out and calling the cops and then telling them everything. Welcome to that 6x8 little cubicle with 3 hots and a cot. Governor Greg Abbott, by the way, is saying that the inflow of illegal immigrants into Texas has dropped considerably. Of course, you know, patting himself on the back, all these Operation Lone Star issue, you know, because of that. Deploying floating border barriers, installing wire fencing, using the Texas National Guard to stem the flow of illegals, have been successful. Ah, but the problem is, Border Patrol then gets on and says, hey, Biden's flying migrants into the U.S. so the border doesn't look so out of control. You see, for every tit, there's a tat, right? A January 6th defendant seeking to be released from prison was granted in part by a U.S. District Court for D.C. Kevin Seafried looks like he's going to get out of prison. This decision comes despite stark warnings from the DOJ regarding implications of such a move. He got a 3-year sentence for obstructing an official proceeding, among other charges. The Latin word is inter alia. He was facing a maximum potential sentence of 23 years just for showing up. He appealed his conviction, requested release pending appeal. Judge said, yep. Because this application of the law, 18 U.S.C. 1512C, obstruction of an official proceeding statute, beyond the context of its evidence impairment, and he's, in other words, he's telling the DOJ, all right, now you guys, you stretch the truth. So it looks like Mr. Siepfried's going to get out of prison. Meanwhile, J6 participant Victoria White has filed an excessive force lawsuit against Capitol Police after being beaten in the Lower West Terrace Tunnel at the U.S. Capitol. $2 million suit for being repeatedly struck in the head and slammed into a concrete wall. This is Victoria White, Rochester, Minnesota. Two Metro PD officers unlawfully used deadly force by repeatedly striking her head and face with steel riot batons and fists at about 4 p.m. Yeah. Names Metro Police Commander Jason Bagshaw and MPD Officer Neil McAllister, and alleges other unnamed officers also took part in the beatings. It's crazy, huh? Not only that. No, I mean, it just gets crazier by the minute. West Virginia's governor has vetoed a bill that would have loosened vaccine requirements in schools. This governor is listening to the same folks that made We the People take the jab. And then, you know, he's a Republican. And where did he say his veto decision came from? Talking to doctors and others in the medical community. Yes, you, everybody, these kids need to be vaccinated. Yes, including the combination shot against MMR. The vetoed bill would have exempted private schools from these requirements, provided the schools notified the state's Department of Health of their custom vaccination policy. Oh, so they had to have one. The legislation would have also exempted students who attend virtual schools from their requirements. Wait a minute. Virtual schools? You mean like online education? And they got to be jabbed too? See, now you know why we have homeschooling, folks. Wow. After something like that, if you lived in West Virginia, would you move? And you wonder why it's going crazy here in America? Yeah. Stuff like this. Watchdog, you are on. Good morning.
Good morning. David, New York, I got an answer for you. If you read the parable of the sower, the wheat was planted by God, and the tares was planted by the wicked one, Satan, in Genesis 4. There's the bloodline of Satan. They're called Kenites or Goy. The black swan is the seed of the tares. That's what is the seed of the tares. The black bitter seed is called black suwan. That's where that comes from. The FEMA capstone drills is the capstone on top of the pyramid. Satan again. That's what a FEMA capstone drill is. That's what the school shootings are. And that's what Sandy Hook was, a FEMA capstone drill. So Satan's got his fingers in all of it. And if you really want to know when they're coming back, if you read Daniel 11, it's a prophecy we're waiting for. And 23 tells you that the vile one comes right after this guy dies. This is a political guy. And he died within a few years of taking office. When he dies, he comes in, the vile one comes in with the help of the small people. And the small people are the same ones. They're the Goy. They're the Kenites. So that's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for prophecy. And when prophecy happens, then the time frame sets in. And then 5 months after they get here, the six seal, six trump, six file, three events happen simultaneous. The river Euphrates is dried up. That is the borderline between Babylon and Christianity, Babylon and Jerusalem. Once that's dissolved, evil is here, and praise God. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Watchdog. Appreciate that. I always love getting scripture. That's a feel-good moment. And see, the thing is Thessalonians, which I believe was written for our actual application because we're living in the Grace Administration, this gives you the opportunity to actually do what the word says. Sherry in Kansas, you have less than a minute. Go ahead.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying as far as, are we not supposed to push back when we see our government sending money to Israel so they can kill these people, or not controlling our borders so they're obviously trying to take this country down? And
yep.
I mean, and the only thing they understand is when the people push back.
Well, good point. I mean, people do need to push back, and that's exactly what's happening. And, you know, our next we're going to try to bring Brett Hamacek on the show. I appreciate your comments, Sherry. I mean, yeah, we have a right to push back. How far we push back, that's a whole nother conversation we could have here on the Power Hour. We're at the break. We're going to try to reach out to Brett Hamacek, talking about his new book, Dissidently Speaking, Change the Word, Change the War. Flipping two words in the English language. It is, and instead asked, is it? We'll be back. Stay with us.
Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.